This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Retail got a small piece of good news today in the form of July data that came in better than the experts had been guessing. According to the good people at the Commerce Department, retail sales were up 0.6% over June, 4% better than this time last year. Not bad for an industry where there has been some angst of late. What's really interesting, though, as Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson explains, is what is driving some of July's growth.
Here's the very first thing I heard from the very first person I called this morning to talk about this new data.
A lot of consumers, they came out swinging.
Wait for it.
But in addition, this is the third year running that we have Amazon Prime Day, approximately in the middle of the July, and the online sales are doing very, very well.
That's Chris Christopher with IHS Market. He says Amazon's big 30-hour sale sucks up a lot of buying into July that would normally happen in August. Non-store retailers were up 1.3% in July. But really, Amazon Prime Day is affecting national economic data?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's kind of like the Black Friday of July. This year, most major retailers piggybacked on this and had their own major online sales.
That was Craig Rowley at Korn Ferry. He cautions against overstating Amazon's effect. Amazon has a big share of online sales, but the total retail landscape is still huge. So set retail aside for a minute. Brian Witcher is with Forrester Research.
Today, Amazon is more like a company like GE than it is like a company like Macy's. They have multiple arms of their business that compete with multiple different industries.
Cloud services, food and grocery, entertainment, logistics. And all those industries feel Amazon coming for them. Bloomberg recently analyzed the transcripts of 90 days of earnings calls and other corporate events. They found Amazon was mentioned more than 600 times. President Trump, meanwhile, came up just 160 times. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.